This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An inmate who escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, accused of then sexually assaulting and killing a correctional administrator, Deborah Johnson, in her home on Wednesday after his escape, has been captured. Here's USA Radio's John DeMaster.
The Department of Corrections says Curtis Watson is back in custody after being seen early Sunday morning on surveillance video in Henning, about an hour north of Memphis. He'd been serving time on aggravated kidnapping charges when he escaped the West Tennessee State Penitentiary in Henning while on work detail.
The military has released the name of a soldier killed in Iraq over the weekend. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Scott Coppenhafer was killed in northern Iraq with Iraqi forces who were fighting ISIS. The 35-year-old hailed from Mancos, Colorado. Immigration officials say even though most of them have been released, they're still following up on investigations into hundreds of illegal immigrants captured in Mississippi, and this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City. Women who claim to be victims of sexual abuse at the hands of deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are planning to sue his estate now under a new law that takes effect this month, as lawyers for the women say they would like to sue under the Child Victims Act after Epstein's apparent suicide and federal lockup in Lower Manhattan over the weekend, which we told you about at the top of this news. The act takes effect on August 14th in New York and gives people a year to sue over allegations of sexual abuse case, regardless of when the acts occurred. And a Chicago cop is under investigation after giving Hulk Hogan a ride in his patrol car. Yeah, his real name is Terry Bollea, and Hulk posting a video to Facebook Live recently showing him in the front seat of the car as he left O'Hare International. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, you got to love social media because it's holding people accountable. I don't know if you saw this deal about Lance Armstrong. He thought he was all that in a bag of chips because he blew by Mike Pence on a Nantucket bike path, and this thing has just gone nuts. The right has been, if you want to say the right, or just people with some sense of reason, have blasted, the ego of one Lance Armstrong. I mean, to quote, he says, "I can't drop many people on a bike these days, but I just blew," he uses the effing doors off Mike Pence on a Nantucket bike path, day made. He's all excited. This one guy tweets back, and it's very impressive, especially when people are reminded that Mike Pence has the same number of Tour de France wins as you do. This is from a pastor who says, "Yay for you, Mr. Bike Path Warrior. Mike Pence just blew past you on every road and character. And finally a race you didn't need to dope for to win." I'll tell you, hey, look, we love the social media warriors. They know how to hold them accountable. Hey, with us right now, always good to have Bruce Thatcher with us, especially when we're talking immigration and making sense of, this world and history. He is the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. And at the heart of Bruce's motivation, it's all bathed in the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we love to have Bruce here, because, we've got plenty of opinion flying around out there. But look, let's have the learned people who have done their work and done the research, for our behalf. And it encourages us, Bruce. I want you to know your hard effort encourages us to to ask critical questions, to not take for granted these 8-second sound bites and use them as gospel for our American history.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate the kind words in that regard, because I am, as you say, I'm passionate about this. I think it's very important. And these events of the last week or so have certainly come into that historical perspective of various things. The El Paso shooter and that horrible tragedy, people try to bring it back to hatred of immigrants as motivation, and however that proves out, and I don't think it will, but however that proves out as the investigation goes forth, that has enabled all kinds of soundbite purveyors to immediately jump on all the weaknesses in our immigration policy. Mm-hmm. And all the weaknesses always have to do with just whatever it is they don't like about it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's certainly not holistic in its approach, and especially because of the political environment. And, oh, yeah, Donald Trump, you know, so anything, any perpetrated lie that they can throw and somehow have some kind of narrative value against Donald Trump, they do that, and they're pick and choose. I mean, it's not consistent because certainly they're not very consistent. If you're going to use the same reasoning in El Paso, then use the same reasoning as you would in Dayton, Ohio, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The news, yeah, it was fortuitous, I'm sure, but right in the same week as all of these tragedies were taking place, ICE was busy raiding a bunch of meatpacking plants in Mississippi, and that gathered some headlines. It was a little bit overshadowed, but there's some really interesting and basic things going on with those raids at those plants.
And Bruce, first of all, because I want you to get into detail, and this is important, but, you know, again, when this happens, then somebody starts saying, well, this is a wag the dog kind of thing. You know, the president was trying to, you know, take away some of the focus on him, so then we have these raids that take place, and this is to help kind of blunt, you know, the news cycle a bit. But you don't have these raids, you know, on command. I mean, these were well planned. This was well in the making. It's just like, you know, it wasn't something they just said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? We're going to go do a raid, right?
This whole process has been going on for a couple of years at least in preparation for it. It was planned and scheduled long before the shooters started
right.
killing people. Mm-hmm. They almost made it sound like, well, as you say, they suddenly whipped it out in order to divert the news attention.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief!
Right?
That's ridiculous. But we've gotten to the kind of climate in this country where those kinds of reactions from politicians and pundits are absolutely know it's going to happen
mm-hmm.
within 5 or 10 minutes of a reported news event such as El Paso or Dayton. Boom-o, out come the predictable comments mm-hmm. from the politicians and pundits about
right.
how somehow or other it's Trump's fault, and mm-hmm. if possible, very often, link it to all the bad things that he's doing
exactly.
about immigration.
Well, and the thing amazing on this, too, the other deal is they're showing footage, and this was heartbreaking. To watch this young girl, you know, she, I don't know, maybe 6, 7 years old, and she was upset. Her dad had been, you know, detained. I don't know, you know, what the situation was in that whole family. But, you know, here you have this young girl. She's upset. She's crying. And, but what's omitted here is that, hey, your dad broke the law. And if he had murdered somebody and they came in and, you know, I think murdering somebody is still breaking the law, right? And,
as far as I know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's subject to change, you know, in this environment that we live in. And it has been, you know, certainly if you're illegal, you seem to get a break and you can kill a citizen and get away with it still. That's the America we live in today. But the point is this little girl, it's heartbreaking. You're watching her crying. But look, if your parents break the law and they have to pay the price and they get incarcerated, yes, there's going to be child separation. And what the lesson, the takeaway should be for these adults, is this what you're doing to your kids? It's not what America is doing. This is what you do when you break the law. Your kids are upset. They're confused. And, you know, God only knows what the takeaway is that these kids are going to have. Is that are they going to think that America is so mean and cold-hearted because, you know, there's consequence to breaking the law?
Well, I truly am not cold-hearted about that whole process, but that touching picture of, and footage of that young girl crying and frustrated and upset because her dad, she was at a detention center because those kids had been picked up at schools
right,
right about the time the investigations or the raids were taking place, and she didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
She didn't know what was going on, but by evening, she was back with a parent, and
right.
I don't see the news media pointing that out, and I don't see the news media taking pictures of the dozens, maybe hundreds, of kids every day around the country who have exactly the same kind of thing happening to them in their young lives. As you point out, as a parent is suddenly arrested for committing a crime and put in prison or taken away from them.
Exactly.
It's only when it's useful in criticizing the current administration.
Exactly.
What they're doing.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
From us, I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Thatcher is with us, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths. We say elemental truths, Bruce, but for some reason, the truth has gotten so complicated these days, but it's only been complicated because the people don't want to hear the truth, and they think it's a lot more. I don't know. Is it just that they're so sensitive that, you know, the truth is injurious, and because it's injurious, then, you know, you can't speak the truth?
We become so short-term oriented, so relativist in our judgments and morals that we can't deal with anything that challenges our current beliefs.
Right.
I think it's that kind of thing, and it deals with, no matter what the subject is, whether it's immigration or education or any of these other kinds of things. I think that we have become almost incapable as a society to taking a longer term point of view, and that leaves us very, very vulnerable to other ideologies that do take.
Yeah, look where we're at right now. I mean, we deny the truth. We exchange the truth for a lie, and this happens. I mean, this isn't the first time. I mean, you've studied history and all these different empires. We've talked about it. They're noted in your books, well documented. I mean, this isn't theory. This is fact. When you abandon the truth, and the fact of the matter is that the truth is so obvious. And some people want to think it's somewhat ethereal, but that's only because they want to accommodate their existing behavior. You know, Jeffrey Epstein didn't want to deal with the truth, you know, because his desire for young girls and, you know, some power he's taken notes. He's got notes on all these people, and God only knows what's going to come out. I mean, already names. You got the former governor of New Mexico. You've got a prince. Prince Andrew is named. Of course, Bill Clinton. That was one of the names that went to the top of the list right away. And how many others involved? Some have since died, so they're not going to deal with this stuff. But beyond that, you've got the reality of victims here. And whose lives have been greatly, you know, altered, if not destroyed. But all that to say, Bruce, a bit of encouragement to everybody, is that the truth is not that hard in terms of it being discovered. You have to want to know the truth. But if you're so close-minded that you think that somehow you can accommodate your lying behavior with truth, it can't cohabitate. You have to apprehend one at the expense of the other. So you either hold on to the truth and pursue that and let go of all these other false narratives, or if you think that you can homogenize a false narrative with the truth, you're deluding yourself. Then at that point, then you hear this, oh, Bruce, it's so complicated. Right?
You hear this about the border. The most effective deterrent to illegal entry to this country is economic. Remove the incentives. Sustain the belief outside this country that if you come in illegally, you're not going to get a job, or you won't keep the job, and you're probably going to get caught and deported, and a lot of the problem goes away.
Right.
And employer sanctions are key to that.
Exactly.
They're just key.
Well, it's all part of the law. We have a law. We have passed laws, and they're there, but if you don't want to enact them, if you want to be like California, have sanctuary cities, then don't complain about your citizens getting shot on the wharf in San Francisco.
I hear candidates almost universally proclaiming, we are a country of laws. And I've gotten really cynical because I almost always say, yeah, except the ones you don't like.
Exactly.
In its second term, the Obama administration directed ICE to concentrate only on aliens with serious criminal records, not on all aliens. And they virtually dropped most of their enforcement against employers.
But even at that, Bruce, he was the deporter in chief. He deported more illegals, which goes to tell you, if he only went after a percentage of the illegal immigrants in this country, and he did such a stellar job to listen to the left, being, you know, the greater deporter of immigrants than any other president combined, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I don't know what it tells you for sure, because you have to infer intent, and that's always risky and subject to arguments.
Well, but what I'm saying is what it tells you is that, okay, if you only got the transactional or the low-lying fruit, you know, and you set records in deporting people, how many other people who are here, you know, that we know of illegally, and as you and I have talked about, they keep saying, 11, 13 million people, wait a minute, this is the same number you've been using for decades. There's no way it's just 11, 13 million. It's got to be closer to 30 million, I would think, by now.
I mean, it is a much bigger number than has been bandied around for the last many years, that's for sure. It's interesting when you talk about workers deported and the deportations. The ones that weren't deported were the ones who were not violent criminals, presumably, according to the thing. And,
yeah, because you had half of the people, right? They've been released, and here we are. We say, okay, we're releasing you. You've got to show up to the immigration judge for proceedings.
It's interestingly, the background on these raids is the evidence was gathered from undocumented workers over a couple of years who were picked up by ICE.
Right.
And they had employment cards from food processing plants in Mississippi, even though they were picked up in Oregon or Colorado or wherever it was they were picked up, they were still carrying employment cards from these plants in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pretty good evidence. And they even got some cooperation from a number of them and released them, but with ankle bracelets, and then tracked them. And the stories are they just tracked them in and out of these plants in Mississippi.
Unbelievable. Yeah. This is the tip of the ice and the tippy tip of the iceberg. How many other organizations are doing the same thing? Because, you know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So, you got to know these meat packing plants were getting an extra bonus for, you know, certifying, you know, these workers that should not have been e-verified.
No, they should have been paying legal employees a little higher wage.
Exactly.
Rather than probably paying below minimum wage to the illegals and exploiting them by saying, keep your mouth shut or we'll turn you in.
Right. Well, and the thing is the legal immigrants are here. They're the ones that are crying foul because their jobs are taken up. They're having to accept less because of because of illegal immigrants coming into the country, and they're poisoning the well here. So, you know, people don't realize, you know, who's complaining about this. They think, it's just Trump, it's just a bunch of white supremacists that are complaining about this. No, it's the very people, the ones who, in their community, what do you think, MS-13 is going and moving next door to Nancy Pelosi or going to Westchester County, living next to the Clintons? Ain't going to happen. I mean, they're going into these Hispanic communities like what happened, I was reading as I was flying out west. There was a school in Southern California. They knew they were having problems with MS-13, didn't tell the parents. The parents didn't find out that, this one kid that was attacked by an MS-13 gang, they didn't find out the true story until almost 2 years after the fact.
Yep. Well, it's those things all come together to exemplify the kind of situation we have in this country, and it involves individuals and it involves employers. And I hope that they throw the book at these and a whole bunch more, because everybody has to believe in the law.
Exactly. That goes back to exactly, it is foundational to what you and I first opened up this segment on, is that either we are going to be law followers and law obeyers, or we're going to continue to be lawless, and then we're going to complain because of the lawlessness that it produces, right?
And always find somebody else to blame.
Exactly. Bruce Thatcher, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by a 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and under.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that comes to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Deneen Borelli joins us now. It has been a long time since we've connected. Too long, Deneen, I want to tell you. Deneen is the American conservative author, columnist, TV personality. And we've got lots to catch up on, including her new leadership position with the Women for Trump 2020. Deneen, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to come on your show.
Well, lots of things to talk about. Marianne Williamson offered $500 billion, half a trillion dollars for reparations. What did you make of this? I mean, I think that she brings, you know, some ideas and things that you want to consider, to the Democratic presidential campaign. But this one's a little tough, and I don't think she quite has, you know, a proper holistic viewpoint of that. Am I seeing this wrong?
Well, really, Bill, it comes down to the desperation from Democrats, freebies, and you can add the reparations aspect to the list. It comes down to really trying to garner the black voters' support. But what they are up against, think about it, the Trump economy. Mm-hmm. Black unemployment is at record low numbers. So even if you're not someone that is following this nonsense, this rhetoric that's coming from the left, if you're looking at your paycheck every week and you got that raise or you got that bonus or you got hired mm-hmm. because of President Trump's policies, the rollback in taxes and regulations, is working for the country.
Exactly. Well, he went to Black America, went to Brown America, went to the minorities, said, hey, look at what he got to lose, particularly Black America. You just came off of 8 years of a Black president. You know, how much do you like him now? Give me a shot. What have you got to lose? And look what's happening. I mean, that is a lot of headwind in the face of Democrats that want to just offer more free stuff. And as we know, nothing is free. And I think that particularly Black America is very well experienced that all these freebies, what is done, it has robbed them essentially of their dignity, not to mention, Deneen, which to me, you know, they don't want to talk about it. Every once in a while, you'll hear it. Dr. Ben Carson calls out the Democratic Party as being the party of death. I mean, they are the ones that purposely went into Black communities, especially minority communities, Hispanics alike, to where 40% of the abortions are done on Black babies, 25% on Hispanics.
Sure.
So why would you support a party that is killing your children?
And this is the information that really needs to get out to these voters, especially Black voters and Hispanic voters. And if you are only getting your news and information from one source, look, in the Black community, there is an echo chamber of the same nonsense. You're a victim, and it's the white man's fault. It's not your fault, and you should get reparations. If it's the only location that you're getting your information, TV, radio, the publications, through the Black community, it's rampant. It's the same mindset, the same words. Mm-hmm. So that is why it's so important to talk about the reality and talk about the accomplishments of President Trump's economy. And yes, he said, what have you got to lose? Mm-hmm. And let me just point this aspect out, Bill. What they were talking about with Baltimore and Elijah Cummings, the president highlighted the real problems that are going on the streets of Baltimore, not all of Baltimore, but some of the poor districts in the Baltimore area that is under Cummings' representation. And what did they try to do? Make it about race.
Yeah,
well, the videos don't lie. The
right.
Images don't lie.
Well, and that's clear. I mean, and even Cummings declared a couple of decades ago that was the problem. And, you know, he just doesn't like being called out for it because, you know, the president sincerely cares about Americans. He looks and sees what's happening in Baltimore. It's heartbreaking. He's the president of the United States. So what are you supposed to do? Just turn your head because Elijah Cummings, that's his deal. And you know, that's his constituency. And, you know, we shouldn't say anything. We shouldn't hold him into account.
Right. Well, Cummings has been in office for decades and nothing has changed. Yes, that video has surfaced. I think it was from 1999.
Exactly.
Of how bad things are. Nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. So clearly, the voters need to recognize this and look at the fact that Democrat policies are harmful to all Americans, but especially to these urban communities. Poor schools, high unemployment, crime on the streets. These Americans need opportunities, jobs. They want to be able to support themselves and their families. But if you look at the policies coming from Democrats, that is not what they're getting.
Well, Deneen, you know, we've got to find a way to cut through, you know, this propaganda that's been thrust upon minorities. I mean, now it's Black faces have to have a Black voice, brown faces have to have a brown voice, whatever the heck that means. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute. Well, we know what it means in their parlance. It's all a continuation of the propaganda that holds people in the very position that they're in right now, frustrated, not working. You know, they want a fair shot at it. And here you are. You've worked hard. Dr. Ben Carson's worked hard. I mean, there is a long line of Black Americans who are doing better, and the common thing that you see time and again, if it's not just raw talent, it's the idea that everybody worked hard, whether you're brown, black, whatever, that you worked hard to achieve what it is that you've earned. And this is what we love about America. And in some cases, yeah, it's harder. Like for Ben Carson, I mean, he's raised by a single mom, and there's many other kids and stories, you know, beyond Dr. Ben Carson that were raised by single mothers that, you know, here they are stellar examples, but they are examples and they should render hope to minorities across the country. Should it not?
No, you're right, and that's why someone like Dr. Ben Carson, myself, and other black conservatives are criticized, because they don't want our story of success to get out to the black community to prove and show to them that you can do it too, no matter what your circumstances are. It wasn't easy for me to get to where I am today. I always say I took the scenic route, Bill. I left home with no money, and I had to figure things out. I always say I went to the school of figure it out.
Yes.
But when you look at the left, they have all the bases covered. If you're white, you're a racist. If you're black, you're a token, a traitor, a sellout.
Right.
Because what they want to do is silence and intimidate by throwing around the word racism and racist.
Yeah. Yeah, I say I graduated from HKU, the University of Hard Knocks University.
That's it.
So we went through it. Janine, I wanted you to come on and talk about your vision. Congratulations on the new leadership position with the Women for Trump 2020. The mainstream media, the propaganda machine, would want us to believe that nay, a woman, unless she's absolutely deluded and controlled by her husband, and I don't know many women who are controlled by their husband these days, that's the only reason they vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, this is an amazing aspect of the Trump campaign, and I'm thrilled to be a co-chair with the Women for Trump Coalition. It was launched in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago, and really the goal is to mobilize, recruit, and activate women and empower them from all over the country with the information and the tools to help reelect President Trump. So it's going to take those who are supporting the president, and especially the women, with this initiative. And I hope folks will visit the website women.donaldjtrump.com, to sign up, to get more information, and also to get involved.
Bottom line, Janine, are women winning under Trump?
Absolutely. The unemployment numbers, again, record low numbers. I think there are a record number of women-owned small businesses. And look, women are looking out for their families, their children. Not that the dads are either, but in a lot of cases, there are more hands-on women. And so they are much more in tune to the pocketbook, the spending, and the policies that we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. that are benefiting themselves and their families.
Well, the fact of the matter is when women see that their husbands are doing better, they're happier, the kids are doing better, they have a shot at employment as well. This is win-win all the way around, and I believe this is something the mainstream media is not seeing, is that the women get it. They see these kitchen table issues. They see the paychecks and appreciate, and they're grateful for the bottom line, right?
You're absolutely right, and we will see how this plays out as we get closer and closer to the 2020 election, but Democrats are just hopping mad that President Trump is President Trump anyway.
The creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
On August 23rd, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Cherry Rigby. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you think about that, to live free or die. You know, are you willing to put it all on the line? I mean, this is what our founding fathers did, you know, for the sake of this great American experiment. It had gotten to that point. Today, we're far away from that. But that's the nature of tradition, is the further away from its point of origin that we get, things get lost in translation. And we lose passion along the way. But I think that some passions are starting to raise up. The opportunity that we have here is that we have passions that raise up in a constructive way, that are for the good of all concerned. And by that, I don't mean that we all have to have the same passion. I think we need disparate passions, but what is the end game? You know, it goes back to pluribus unum. You know, from the many come one, but we have to know what that one is. If the one is the continuation of this great American experiment, which is what I believe, then, hey, come at it. Let's. We're going to have all kinds of conversation about how to get there, but we know at the end of the conversation and the debate, no matter how passionate it might be, is that we're single in purpose, and that purpose is that we have a better America, which is better for all Americans, right? Adam Holtz joins us now, the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, and we've got lots of things to catch up on. Adam, welcome back, buddy. A good time with the family and everything?
We had a great time, Bill. So glad to be back. But you got to take a vacation every now and then just to keep your sanity, right?
Well, exactly. Plus, it helps you reintroduce yourself to the kids. Say, oh, yeah, that's you right. Are our father, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Exactly. Yes. Mom was right. You are okay. It's good,
to
get to know
yep.
you again. Yep, exactly. So lots going on the big screen.
Yes.
I had a chance to see The Art of Racing in the Rain over the weekend.
What did you think of it?
I you know, I know that the reincarnation stuff is going to be bothersome for some people, and I thought it was interesting. In fact, we're going to replay an interview that we had with Gar Stein, who is the author of the book that was, you know, the novel was written 10 years ago. So, you know, 10 years in the making, now it's on the big screen. But, you know, going into it, all right, I understand some of the reincarnation stuff about the dog and, you know, all the stuff we had before, all dogs go to heaven. But it's a sweet movie. And for those that love animals, and for me, I'm a sucker for dogs. And and like I asked Garth, I said, okay, so you're writing this, you're writing your novel. How many times did you cry? even in writing it, you know, it was a tearjerker for him. And I will say that in the theater where we saw it, people applauded, you know, and, you know, and I think that says something in terms of the response of the audience. They liked it. And I did too. I thought it was a sweet movie.
Yeah. You know, this is a movie about a dog, and it's told from the dog's perspective, and the dog is named Enzo after the founder of Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari. And, you know, he has a relationship with this guy who has a knack for racing cars in the rain, hence the name. You know, it's a pretty typical and straightforward Disney PG dog movie, as you said. And obviously, also, as you mentioned, the biggest issue here for families, for some families, is going to be the reincarnation theme. And navigating that. And, you know, that's one of those issues that I think you can really go two ways. There are some families that are going to say, I don't really want to deal with that. I don't want to have to talk through that with my kids. And there are other families that are going to say, okay, you know, that's a worldview that some people have. We can work through that together. And I think either of those choices is valid. And if you can work through it, as you said, this is a really sweet movie.
Yeah, it was enjoyable, and yes, grown men can cry, and you will see them crying.
Even grown radio hosts, Bill?
Even grown radio hosts, yes.
Wow.
Well, thank you for outing me. I wanted to hold back on that just a little bit, you know, kind of keep some crustiness to, you know, to my image.
Oh, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, okay. I know I have an appointment with a therapist later today, you know.
So good. I hope that goes well.
I have to, I'm sure it will. It's just I have to limit the exposure to these kind of movies. I think the audience, like you said, and well said, is that if you can deal with the reincarnation stuff, it's a sweet movie. And like you said, typical of Disney, you know, and hey, you know, it's not like Disney needs the money or anything, you know.
Right. No, they have it all. They're the only studio that's made any of it this year.
Right, so, exactly.
You know, one other thing I want to say about reincarnation is, as we engage with media with our kids, we're going to encounter different worldviews. We're going to encounter different perspectives on reality. And every family who's making intentional, discerning, engaged decisions has to make decisions about, this we can deal with, we can navigate, this is beyond what I want to deal with. But I think this is a great example of a movie that doesn't have too many other problems, that has a pretty different spiritual worldview. And I think that one of the things that we hope to do at Plugged In and hope to encourage parents to do is not just think in terms of bad and good, you know, this movie has bad content, this movie has good content, but thinking in terms of really training their children to think critically about worldview,
exactly,
so that they can navigate those things. Because as you and I know, Bill, the world is absolutely brimming with people who have different ideas than we do. And by the time our kids get out in the world when they're 18, 19, 35, you know, we want them to be able to accomplish that work on their own. Mm-hmm. So I think movies like this actually, if you can deal with it, they give you a great sort of training ground to have a compare and contrast kind of conversation about, here's what, you know, we think as Christians, here's what this movie says, here's why, you know, we can really think critically about this.
Exactly. I was just going to say, and that's what we were saying earlier, is that with the divergent thoughts, we still have to remember what is the most important thing at the end of the day. We come at this from different angles, and, you know, and if you can handle the conversation and you can deal with the diversity, fine. At the end of the day, though, we still need to keep our eye on the prize. What
Absolutely.
Is the most important thing? And as you say, critical thinking is foundational to this, because if anything is being robbed from our kids today, it is the exercise of critical thinking. Because if I can take that away from your kids, guess what? I own them.
Right.
Right.
No, that's exactly right. And it's got to be more than this is bad. Like, there's a place for this is bad. And I think when our children are young, we simply make those decisions, and our kids don't need any more explanation than that.
Right.
But, man, with so much information out there these days, even as they get into their tweens, and especially by the time they're teens, we need to be delving into the why with them. So
exactly.
They don't just see us as reactionary and knee-jerk, but that our perspectives have a thoughtful, reasoned, grounded place so that our kids can understand where we're coming from.
Yeah, by the time they're teens, they're empowered to become little attorneys.
Yes, exactly.
So you better have your act together and know. And so if you yourself have been compromised with your critical thinking blade is a little dull, you better get it sharpened up real quick, because you're going to need to exercise it with your teenager.
No, that's exactly right. And they will question everything, and they will catch you on your own inconsistencies.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be ready to deal with that. My son is practicing to be a teen. He turns 13 in about a month.
Mm.
Boy, he's already exhibiting that kind of, well, what about you? Why
yes, exactly.
Does that rule apply to you? Why do you get a different set of standards?
Right.
Okay, well, sometimes we need a different set of standards as adults, and that's right.
Right.
And sometimes as adults, we're a little bit hypocritical, and they will smell a hypocrite a mile away.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, like my son, I think he was about 4 or 5 years old in the back seat of the car, so he didn't even wait to become a teen. He just said, hey, you know, because their mother and father was having a really passionate debate over something, and as we put it, and he just said, hey, why don't you two just do what the Bible says? So we dropped him off at the next corner, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's still out there roaming around somewhere.
Still out there, huh?
I'll warn somebody. You better be careful. You pick this kid up. He's going to hold you accountable. Hey, let's talk about Dora.
Dora. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is based on the popular Dora the Explorer series that ran in the early 2000s. And, you know, that was sort of an educational series about a prepubescent, you know, really precocious girl who had a pet monkey and a talking backpack, and she went on these adventures in the forest and taught kids lessons along the way. We actually really have a soft spot for the old cartoon in our family.
Mm.
My kids loved it. Well, in this one, Dora is now 16, and she's grown up in the jungle. She's optimistic. She's perky. She's the character that you know we've come to know, but her parents decide that it's time for her to go to high school in Los Angeles with her cousin Diego while they go off on an adventure in looking for Incan ruins.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways it sort of loses the magic of the innocence of Dora. And we've got some toilet humor. We've got a little bit of innuendo. It's not over the top, but it's there. Again, probably the biggest issue here is we have some Incan spirituality and we have some deities that, you know, that their parents encounter. And we've got some mild violence as the adventure unfolds because, of course, Dora ends up back looking for her parents. So it's not a disaster, but it's not great either. It's not as innocent as you're going to remember from those times if you had kids that were of an age that watched that.
Right.
And it's just sort of a so-so movie. I think it kind of loses some of the magic of Dora the Explorer. So, not a wipeout, not great, just kind of right down the middle.
Mm-hmm. What else would you recommend for this weekend? Maybe going back, you know, did we miss some shows that we should see? You know, a movie or something?
There's another interesting movie called Brian Banks in theaters. It's a PG-13 movie. It has some content, but it's got a really inspiring story, too. And parents who are interested in that story can check out our full review at PluggedIn.com.
Well, that's where all the information, and that's the go-to place. And, Adam, I got to tell you, people tell me, I'm so glad Adam comes on the show. It reminds us as a family that PluggedIn.com is a great resource. And we say, hey, our gift to you, and thank you very much, and appreciate all the great work that Focus does and Plugged In and everybody. Let everybody know that, okay? Thanks, Adam.
Appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.